Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapters 7 to 9. True appreciation and rewards will come from God alone. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verses 13 to 15 like this. This wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came up against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. During the course of venting his feelings about the lack of appreciation that this world bestows towards people with wisdom, King Solomon the preacher illustrates his thoughts through a parable that describes how an unstoppable military operation against a small city was prevented by the wisdom of one poor unnamed wise man. One of the conclusions of this parable is that wisdom should be preferred over brute strength and should be heeded. This is because the wise strategy from the poor man saved the city that was under siege by a mighty king who was trying to take control with the help of his superior army strength. There is another conclusion that can be drawn from this parable. Wisdom is not always appreciated or remembered for long. Even though wisdom is better than strength and power, yet the poor man's advice was subsequently despised. As soon as the crisis was passed, no one was interested in what he had to say. For some fleeting moments, the poor man was a hero, but then he was quickly forgotten. The people of this world are vain because they forget the good deeds of the wise man as they earlier forgot the evil done by the wicked. It is possible that with our God-given wisdom, knowledge, influence, and experience, we may be able to assist many people and organizations in this world. However, let us never do any favors for anybody expecting anything back in return, for they will eventually forget us and may even turn against us. Remember, true appreciation and rewards will come from God alone one day. For we read in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 like this, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." And we also read the words of our Lord Jesus Christ penned in Matthew chapter 10 verse 42 like this, "And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward."